All senators have voted in the affirmative except Senators Carpenter, Kuala, Coggs, Decker, Erbenbach, Jauch, Lassa, Meyer, Moore, Plaley, Risser, Robson, and Wirch.
20 ayes, 13 noes. Resolution concurred in.
With that, the lengthy debate over the proposed amendment that is just two sentences long ended. It defines marriage as being between only one man and one woman and denies recognition to any arrangement that is identical or substantially similar. Senate Minority Leader John Erpenbach told the Senate the vote will send a harsh message.
We're saying that if you are gay or a lesbian in the state of Wisconsin, you're no longer welcome. We don't want you here. We don't like you. We don't like your kind.
That pretty much sums up the way 22-year-old Joe Hamas sees things. He's gay and he wants to get married someday. He watched last night's debate from the gallery and says the result is discouraging.
If Wisconsin passes an amendment to ban gay marriage, and even civil unions, which this Republican language is pretty clear, even though they won't admit to it, I'm moving out of the state of Wisconsin. I can't live in a state that's not going to support my marriage, not going to support my relationship, that's going to tell me that my relationship isn't equal to other relationships.
Opponents of the measure tried and failed to eliminate language they say would ban not only civil unions, but a wide array of domestic partnership benefits. But the author of the bill, Republican Senator Scott Fitzgerald, says that's just not the case.
I'm confident that with that second line there attached to what we have, the one man, one woman, that we will accomplish what we thought we were doing, which is to limit and define marriage. Not to talk about other types of relationships, but to say, in Wisconsin, this is what marriage means.
Fitzgerald says the language paves the way for creating laws that could actually lead to the recognition of civil unions in the state, but he says that would be up to the courts. The measure must now pass both the Senate and Assembly again before it goes to voters in a statewide referendum. Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer says the issue was forced on the state by activist judges in Massachusetts, and now Wisconsin citizens will get their say.
We want their input. We want to know what they think on this issue, and they ought to be part of defining what marriage is about. When the Supreme Court in Massachusetts kind of set Wisconsin and the other states in motion on this issue, it did set off a very serious dialogue that's now a national dialogue. So the good news is for the citizens of the state, they now have a chance to weigh in and have their feelings known.
Democrat Bob Jauch agrees it's important for the public to debate this now. He thinks they'll see what's wrong with the amendment and demand changes in it.
It doesn't just define marriage. It will eliminate benefits that are currently provided by employers throughout the state, not only to homosexual couples, but to heterosexual couples as well, non-married couples. So I think that this amendment will be scrutinized, criticized, and modified.
If changes are made before it comes up for another vote in January, it would be like starting from scratch, and the new modified amendment would have to pass both houses again twice, delaying a constitutional change until at least 2007. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.